The markets are clawing back this morning after the Dow finished down more than 500 points at the close yesterday. Also today, Fed Chair Jerome Powell and Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin are testifying before a House panel about the need for a new coronavirus stimulus package. Let's bring in Robert Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Hi, Robin.
How are you?
I'm good. So yesterday, that was not good. The Dow falling by more than 800 points at its lowest point in the afternoon. Markets open a little better, the S&P 500 rising for the first time in 5 days, the Dow climbing back. Is it fair to say, though, that this dive was because of the lack of the stimulus package that Mnuchin and Powell are testifying about?
I mean, it's September, October is almost here. So if not for the pandemic raging on and an election just a few months away, we get Washington now transfixed on another bruising Supreme Court nomination battle. And that, yes, Robin, that's going to poison the mood for any sort of cooperation to get more fiscal relief done. And today we saw Fed Chairman Powell on the mic noting that the job market has only regained about half of the 22 million jobs that were lost just in March and April. So we're in a deep hole.
Yeah. So the political convulsion is adding to all of this because they know nothing much is probably going to get done. Tech stocks also rebounded slightly after sliding in recent weeks. They'd been doing well earlier in the year. So what's going on there?
Against all odds. I mean, this run since the spring. If you think about it, the tech-heavy NASDAQ has surged from around 6,600 to a high of 12,000. And that was in just months, in the teeth of the pandemic. So you were bound to see a correction. Now we're closer to 11,000. In the grand scheme of things, it's not the worst thing.
Yeah. How about the oil industry? All this uncertainty, oil prices rising over the summer, more cars did return to the road, but we don't know what's ahead. You know, we're looking over at Britain, and we're going to talk about that in a second, but, you know, they're having their second wave and new restrictions. So talk about the oil industry.
Yeah, if I had told you to start the year that ExxonMobil, the prodigal, you know, child of Standard Oil, would have been booted from the Dow Jones Industrial Average, that so many airplanes would have been mothballed, that cars are just sitting idle outside as we all work from home. So right now, the fear is that another leg down in the global economy, I mean, you're seeing COVID infection rates shoot up in many influential top 10 economies, that's going to beget more demand destruction in the parlance of the energy sector.
Yeah, but then how does Europe impact all of this? Rising infections there are, you know, people are really in shock and the markets are as well. And then we see Prime Minister Boris Johnson of the UK announcing new restrictions today. He said they could last up to 6 months. So what impact does that have?
Yeah, in nominal terms, the UK is the world's number six economy. So it has outsized clout, not just on the US, but across Europe and in developing frontier economies across sub-Saharan Africa. So for that size of economy to visit its deepest recession on record, after all, GDP there fell by 20% in the second quarter, that's going to worry the world. And a full lockdown now to end the year versus London's importance to immigration, to transcontinental air and rail travel, yes, that's going to be felt across the global economy.
Okay, just a quick lightning round here. We've been talking about TikTok. China is announcing it'll blacklist foreign companies that unfairly treat Chinese companies. Just a few seconds thoughts on that.
Yeah, and so a company like Cisco, which is the nemesis for Huawei, should be worried. Every multinational in the United States that is on vendor lists in China should be worried.
Okay, we'll end it on that note. Everyone should be worried. Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure, always getting right to the point. Thank you.